This is Casey Kearns. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
And I'm Susan Wilson.
When it comes to coffee, Kansas City native Pete Licata has perfected the art of the quick brewing method, espresso.
Most coffee people use an S and say espresso, which is the Italian word for it.
Excuse me, I mean espresso. Licata is known as the best barista in the nation since he won the U.S. Barista Championship this year for the second time. In the competition, each barista has to mix 12 drinks in 15 minutes. This weekend, Licata is representing the United States in the World Barista Championship in Melbourne, Australia. He's competing against the top baristas from more than 50 countries. Before Pete Licata left for the championship this week, Susan stopped by Parisi Artisan Coffee in Union Station, where Licata is the quality assurance manager and espresso maker extraordinaire.
We have three different drinks that we make in the competition. So we make a single espresso. We make a single cappuccino, as well as the signature drink. I'm going to show you how we're doing all this. Think of it in the way that I'll be presenting to the judges. You know, I have to tell them about the coffee that I'm serving, because it's a big element of what we're looking for in the professionalism of a barista. And basically what it is knowing what type of coffee it is, where it came from, what it's going to taste like. So the espresso that we have here in the cafe is actually a four-bean blend of coffees. And there's two coffees from Brazil, and there are two coffees from Ethiopia. They have very different flavors, and it makes a very complex espresso flavor when we get done with it. And so they all come together. We have different types of fruit, different types of citrus. We have chocolate. We've got a lot of sweetness in there, and a decent amount of body. This is not a super heavy, you know, if we say syrupy, thick espresso. It's got a very pleasant body that's really clean. Actually, I'll pull a shot here for you and give you a taste if you like. So we're going to pull this guy out. We got to rinse through our portafilter here. It's a very simple system, even though it looks incredibly complex. And now we need to grind our coffee fresh, because fresh coffee is always better. It's always more vibrant and lively.
Oh, I can smell that.
Yeah.
It smells good.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. There are a lot of aromatic compounds in coffee that are released when you grind it. Now we do a tamping method right here, which is just a little flat piece of metal with a handle that creates a flat surface for the water to interact with inside of the espresso machine.
Now, why is a flat surface important?
Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get that water to extract through all of the coffee grinds evenly at the same time. So now we have our flat surface, we have all of our coffee here. I'm gonna rinse out our group head, make sure the water is running clean, it's nice and hot. And we're gonna lock it in. We're gonna start it up. And we're gonna put it right into the cup. We're gonna taste. And now we have an espresso ready to go. Yeah.
So what do you taste?
Well, I taste that chocolatey characteristic. That fruity blueberry type note is right in the finish. So actually now as I'm talking, I can it's coming out on the palate. And you get this just little refreshing blueberry at the very end there. A little citrus all throughout. And espresso is also a layered drink. As it extracts through that portafilter, it kind of layers in the cup. And so you have the option, you can stir it all up, and you get more of those flavors all at once, or you can keep it the way it is, and you can drink it. And as you drink it, the further down into the cup you get, the flavors will change, and you'll get different experiences the further you go down in. It's a very complicated drink, even though it's very small and very simple.
So tell me when your love affair with coffee began.
I really started enjoying coffee because of the caffeine when I was a kid, actually.
I heard you were a coffee sneaker.
A little bit, yeah. I snuck a little coffee when I was a kid. And it was mostly a delivery vehicle for sugar and caffeine.
How did you start doing it more seriously and professionally?
Well, I was studying for school when I was going to college at a cafe. And my friend was running the cafe, and I would keep drinking the coffee while I was there, but then got kind of intrigued by it, and they needed some staff members, and I decided to go ahead and take a job and work there part-time. The company that I was working for really focused on getting into the quality aspects and all of the real details that you never hear about with coffee.
Now, at these gatherings, do you ever learn any tips from other baristas that are particularly interesting to you?
Largely, there are methods that people will use to extract a coffee that you may never even dream of, because a lot of times when you're in your own country or your own city, you stick with the things that you know, and everybody sees the same things and thinks the same way. But once you see it and you understand it, it's not that alien of an idea, and you can actually start to experiment and implement things in your own way.
Any funny or interesting stories, either being a barista or in competition?
There was one fellow in particular. We were in Long Beach, California, and which is kind of the West Coast with the gangster rap history. And so for the music in his little Snoop Dogg, a little Dr. Dre. So, you know, he's on stage and he has some instrumental form of Snoop Dogg playing in the background. And he had a bucket on stage and he poured an extra espresso and poured it out for his homies who couldn't be there that day.
Pete Licata is a national champion barista. He's now going to show us how he makes a competition-worthy cappuccino.
A lot of it has to do with the milk foam, or the texture of that foam that you're going to taste, the little tiny bubbles in it. If you go someplace and you get these big bubbles, it looks kind of like, we always call it shower foam. You know, you just shampooed and it's got these big bubbles in it. That's not considered a good texture.
Well, let's see how that's done.
Okay, let's do it. The first thing I'm going to do here, I'm going to get some milk ready. So when I pour my latte art, I'm just going to start very slow. Start filling the cup. And as we get a little over halfway, push down in and start making a design. Try not to fill it up too high, and there we go.
So how did you make that design?
Basically, you're kind of rolling and folding layers of brown and white foam together.
So can I taste this one?
Absolutely.
That's lovely. Well, thank you for being with us on KC Currents.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Pete Licata is Quality Assurance Manager at Parisi Artisan Coffee and the winner of the 2013 National Barista Competition. Today is the last day of the World Barista Championship in Australia, where Licata is representing the United States for the last time. Licata told us that regardless of the results, he's done competing, but he still wants to coach the next generation of baristas.